Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris, and there is no John this week. I am actually in Orlando right now. I saw John the other night and forgot to bring the recorder because I am in town for a conference that my company is putting on, and we're staying in a resort where if you come to visit and you park, you have to pay $18, and I wasn't going to put John through that, so I just said that I would come up with something because I hate to miss a week and I hate to do reruns or best of or whatever that kind of shit's called. So, $18 to park. Like, good thing that my company's paying for parking because it's going to be like $90 and there's no way I'm paying that. Fuck that. So, I figured I would talk to you guys about some stuff that's going on in the geek news, since Dance Monkey Dance is a couple of geeks talking about the stuff that they like, movies, TV, whatever, little people, apparently, at least in John's case. But I thought I would hit on a couple of things that I would have talked to John about anyway. So first up is, it was announced today, if you're a cord cutter like me, or you're thinking about doing it, there's a couple of channels that people really want in the home streaming category that's, you know, kind of like plays their favorite shows. So one of them is AMC. And this past week, one of the services that I subscribe to, which is called Sling TV, which is based on Dish, they have a $20 a month package for five or six good channels, and then some channels that, you know, they just kind of threw in. So you get TBS and TNT. You don't get any of the networks, but you get, like, El Rey, which is Robert Rodriguez's channel, and they show some cool, like, old kung fu movies, some grindhouse stuff. But they just added AMC. So if you're into The Walking Dead or you're into Better Call Saul or any of those, for $20 a month, and if that's like all you watch, then, you know, it's way better than paying $100 and something for cable. So, a matter of fact, I was in the hotel last night and they don't happen to have AMC on their thing. Well, 9 o'clock rolled around. I just booted up my phone and went on Sling TV and watch the episode as it happened, along with everybody else, because it's not like it's on demand, it's actually what's showing on AMC at the time. So, it's pretty cool. But the other channel that everybody always talks about is HBO. And, of course, HBO has Game of Thrones and True Detective and a couple other really good shows. And HBO announced back in October, I think, that they were going to do a standalone streaming service. You wouldn't have to have a cable subscription to get HBO. And today, at their iWatch meeting, or announcement, whatever the fuck you want to call that, I'm really tired, so please forgive me. I did a couple of, like, 14-hour days, so I'm probably real touchy. They announced that HBO Now would be exclusively on Apple products. And don't get me wrong, I don't mind watching stuff on my iPad, but for the most part, I like to watch stuff on my TV. It's you know, 50 inches, and it's HD, and I'd rather watch Game of Thrones on that than on an iPad. And I don't really want an Apple TV because, fuck, it's just one more thing that I have to buy. I have Roku, and I have all the other stuff that I stream to my TVs with, and who the fuck wants to add something else? So, a little pissed off that, you know, HBO went this way. But, you know, what are you going to do? If you want to watch Game of Thrones, you either do that or you steal somebody's HBO Go sign in, which is probably allegedly what I might do. Allegedly. So that kind of ticked me off. And the other thing is the iWatch. Like, they're coming out with something that nobody wants, and now they want to fucking charge you. I think the cheapest one is like $500 to wear a watch. so that, like, it can buzz on your hand when you need to turn your car or something stupid like that. You know, I'm just not an Apple fanboy anymore, because I don't get this whole fascination of this watch thing. They released a new MacBook that's gold. Like, how fucking pretentious is this? I'm looking up the iWatch. Because, I mean, this is fucking ridiculous. There's the Watch Sport, and the Watch Edition. And if you... I think the Watch Sport is actually the cheapest one. Come on. Come on, crappy hotel Wi-Fi. There we go. Please give me the goddamn information. It's great. You just can't fucking buy it. Because, you know, what the hell? Yeah, because nobody wants to know the price. Coming soon. Yeah, whatever. So, anyway, see all the models. Maybe that's where it is. I'm not watching the keynote. Fucking keynotes. Whatever. All right, so... the Watch Sport, if you want a 42 millimeter, you gonna give me the price? You gonna give me the price? Fuck you. I know that the prices are on here because we were making fun of them before. They're really, really fucking expensive. It's like $500 to like $17,000 if you want, if you want a watch, or whatever the fuck they're calling it. The Watch Edition. That's made out of, like, fucking solid gold and, you know, pretentious rich people and shit like that. I mean, I'm sure they're cool, don't get me wrong. But, yeah, you can't even fucking click on these. Whatever. So, yeah, they announced a whole bunch of shit today. The stupid watch, new MacBook Air, new MacBook. Here, wait. Come on. Oh. Have I mentioned how much I hate this? Oh, my God. I just want the one in the middle. Stupid piece of shit. There we go. Don't mind me. No sleep. I guess it comes in a couple of colors, but you can get gold. Like a... Anyway. You can get gold, silver, and space gray. 12-inch display. God only knows how much it costs, because just like everything else, they don't give you... Oh, here they go. So apparently it's either $1,300 or $1,600. Depending on which processor you get. Now, okay, I don't know a whole lot about computers. I mean, I use them all the time, and I like to think that I know a lot. But when I was younger, and I dabbled in building my own machines, we were up to, like, 3.2 gigahertz processors. And for some reason, we're back to, like, 1.3. And I don't know if it's because of it's the dual-core Intel thing, but it's like 1.1 gigahertz. What the fuck is wrong with that? Like, turbo boost up to 2.9. Well, maybe you should just make it a 2.9 then. Shitty graphics cards. USB-C. So now you have to buy adapters for all the shit that you own now. Sorry, I'm tired and I'm cranky. And I'm taking it out on poor Apple. Whoops. Taking it out on poor Apple. What else is in the geek news? The Walking Dead is getting a sequel. We kind of talked about this. It's not a sequel. It's a spin-off series. It's a companion series is what they're calling it. And apparently they've jumped the pilot process and have gone straight to series, which is kind of a strange thing. But, you know, whatever. I think we kind of talked about this last week. But if you're a fan of Flash and Arrow, they're spinning off a new series that has the Atom and Black Canary, apparently. The original Black Canary, not the crappy one they have now. So it's Atom, Black Canary, Captain Cold, half of Firestorm, which is kind of strange. And then they're adding three heroes that have never been on TV before. And one's called the Traveler, and he's from the future. And it kind of sounds like Booster Gold, which would be really, really fucking cool. If you know anything about Booster Gold. But it might not be. Just lots of speculation. Could be Rip Hunter. Apparently, Arrow and the Flash creator, Greg, I'm going to butcher his last name, Berlanti, they had been developing a Booster Gold series for Sci-Fi that never happened, so maybe this is it. Maybe we're finally going to get Booster Gold. If you don't know anything about Booster Gold, you have to go track down Justice League Unlimited. I think it's still on Netflix streaming. They did an episode. Like, the Justice League Unlimited was pretty cool because it never dwelled a lot on the main character. So it was never like Superman and Batman. It was always people that were tagging along with them. And there's this awesome episode about Booster Gold where the city's under attack and they have him go do crowd control so that no innocent people got hurt. And it's an awesome fucking episode. And it's 21 minutes. You should go watch it. This looks like it's going to be pretty cool. The CW has done really well, in my opinion, with superhero television. DC on a whole has done pretty well with the TV stuff, minus Gotham. I think we talked about that too, how I've pretty much given up on Gotham because I don't really care about Bruce Wayne. I mean, at this point, I don't really care about Jim Gordon either. Just, I don't know. We're getting a new Alien movie, which is pretty cool. Neil Blomkamp is supposed to make a couple of Alien movies now with Sigourney Weaver. But since Chappie underperformed this past weekend, maybe he won't. Who knows? Trying to think of what else. Everybody needs to go online and look at new pictures of Supergirl. It's pretty much what you'd expect. What else is going on? Hang on. It's hard to carry a show by yourself. You don't have anybody to rely on to throw to. Oh, okay. I don't know if any of you out there are fans of The Simpsons, but the producer of The Simpsons died Monday. I guess we'll call that Monday. Died at 59. Very, very instrumental getting The Simpsons on the air. His name was Sam Simon. He was a 9-time Emmy Award-winning comedy writer. He left the show in 1993 and then donated his riches to charity. From terminal colon cancer, which really fucking sucks. The cancer. I mean, him dying sucks too, but God, you just never fucking know. 59. I used to think 59 was old. And now that I'm 40, it's not that old. You know, he had some misses. He made The Super with Joe Pesci, which was not a good movie. But, you know, this dude was huge in Hollywood, and you could only hope to have a career like his, especially if you're into entertainment and you want to be successful. Not that you can't be successful and not be in the limelight, but, you know, I'm sure some people strive to be famous. I don't really know how I feel about that. You know, I just want to make the things I want to make and do the things I want to do and pretty much be it. But anyway, so he's dead. So we're losing people left and right now. Leonard Nimoy, this guy, one of the people who died recently that we didn't talk about but was on one of John's shows that he watched all the time was, it was a guy named Ben Wolf, and he was on American Horror Story. He was a dwarf. He was on American Horror Story Freak Show, which was the most recent, episode of that, and it's a really sad story. He was walking across the street, and somebody in a large car, I don't know if it'll say in this, of course not. This dude was only 34, and apparently he was walking across the street, and being a little person, I guess the person didn't see him and clipped him with the mirror, the car's side mirror, in the head. And he passed away. And that's a fucking shame. That's way too young to die. You know, makes you wonder about your own mortality. Like, seriously, if you think about it, there is... I wonder what the odds are of making it home alive every day. That's got to be a thing, right? Let's see. Odds of dying in a car crash. Let's just start there. So the risk of dying in a car accident is 1 in 6,700. Let's see what's the odds of dying. And now for the shitty part of the show. We're going to look up shit about dying because, you know, very strange, ever since I turned 40, I feel, and I don't know if it's because I've reached quote unquote middle age or because I'm an atheist or whatever the fuck it is. But when I turned 40, I started having like these panic attacks about thinking about dying. And, I don't know if it's a midlife crisis. I don't know if that is, because it's not like I want to go out and buy a car or go out and sleep with other women besides my wife, but it's this thing of having this rush of panic come over me when I think about that point in my life, which could technically be more days behind than ahead. And that thought of closing my eyes for the last time and then just stop existing just makes me shudder and makes me like think, well, fuck it. Why try to eat healthy? Because fucking you could be walking across the street and be hit by a bus. Why should you care about anything? Because like you could die at any moment. I know this is not the comedy show that you fucking tuned in for, but you know, it's quiet time with Tired Chris, and I don't know, you know, I'm sure this wouldn't have come up with John, but whatever. But just the odds of, like, this dude was just walking in the street and got hit by a car and died. And, like, not even, like, run over, but, like, clipped with a fucking mirror. Like, what the fuck is that? I guess it doesn't... Okay, odds of dying today. Let's see. What are the chances I die today? And now the morbid facts of the show. Of course it just can't be a number, right? Let's see. In percentage. So, okay, well, here's a happy thought, then. You have a 99.18% chance of surviving until tomorrow. The odds are 1 in 150,000 that you live till tomorrow, which I guess is pretty good. You know, anybody who kills themselves or thinks about doing that, 100% chance of dying. So here's another one. The average lifespan around 70 years or 25,550 days. That doesn't seem like a lot. Therefore, 1 in 25,550 from birth, decreasing every day. If you are 30, there are only 40 years until 70, so that's 14,600 days, or 1 in 14,600. Well, fuck, that's like right up my alley. Approximately 9 out of 1,000 people die per day. So you have, well, here's one. In reality, all your odds are 50-50, and that's 100% accurate. I would have to go with that. You could fucking die every day. So just fucking go out and eat that ice cream, or get that dessert, because who the fuck knows? You could be driving home from the ice cream place and be hit by a truck. Well, okay, let's try to end the show on a happy note, because I'm getting tired, and I've got to be up at, like, the crack of dawn tomorrow, so, let me type this in real quick, and, all right, another thing that I wanted to mention was, we talk about new TV shows that we find all the time, and I've been looking for something new ever since Sons of Anarchy went off the air, because I was a big Sons of Anarchy fan, and somebody tried to turn me on to, oh, look, fireworks out the window, somebody tried to turn me on to Spartacus that just got on Netflix, and I tried, and I couldn't get into it. It's just too stylized, I guess, for me. Like, it's like watching 300, but, like, hey, here's 300, but really overdone. So I never really got into it, but one of the guys at work turned me on to the show Vikings. And if you like Sons of Anarchy and you like Game of Thrones and you haven't sat down to watch the History Channel show The Vikings, you really need to, because it's a really, really good fucking show. It's been on, it just started its third season. It's on Thursdays at 10, I believe. The first two seasons are on Hulu, and then the new season is on historychannel.com, or the History Channel app, or one of those things that you can watch online. It's awesome. It's very well done. Being that it was the History Channel, I was like, well, this is not going to be done very well. And there's so much digital work that you can't tell is digital work. you know, I watched a visual effects reel on YouTube and was amazed at what was actually digital. That's how good the visual effects are. So if you like Sons of Anarchy, because it's kind of like, 1,000 years ago, there was this group of people, and it's very much kind of like Sons of Anarchy, but with Vikings, and they kill and they conquer and they ride in these big boats and they chop people's heads off and, oh, it's so fucking good. You guys really need to tune in. The main guy that's in it is a guy named Travis Fimmel. I think that's how you pronounce his name. And he was an Australian model at one point. But his acting is really good, and you can tell he's having a really good time with the character and a really good time just acting in general. And it's not one of those, like, those actors where it looks like he's just phoning it in or doesn't really want to be there. He seems like he's having a good time every single time he's on screen. So I recommend that a lot. What else am I watching that I'm excited about? That's really it for the new shows. That's not really a new show. It's just a show that I stumbled upon. So yeah, you should really watch it. And it's interesting because they're Vikings, so they worship Odin and Thor and Loki. And now that Marvel has kind of captured those characters in a comic book sense, every time they talk about worshiping Thor, for some reason I see Chris Hemsworth now. Or Odin, I'm thinking of Anthony Hopkins, or Tom Hiddleston for Loki, or one of those stupid things. But I recommend this show a lot. It's not Game of Thrones, but it could be on the level of Game of Thrones as far as, like, the way that they tell stories. There's jumps in time where all of a sudden it's, like, so much time later, and you're like, holy crap, what the hell just happened? And they don't go back and ever explain anything. It's just, now this is how it is. So I've been rambling for about, it's getting close to half an hour, so... there will be a show with John. Once this conference is over, I'm going to decompress for a couple days at John's place, and I'm sure we'll record something for next week. But until then, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, go to our Facebook page and all that fun stuff, listen to us on Stitcher, and let us know you're listening. So until next time, this is Chris, and for John... have a good week. Bye-bye.